From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama called today's better-than-expected jobs report a welcome sign that better days are ahead for struggling workers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says he hasn't had that many chances to report encouraging news about the economy. So when the Labor Department reported far fewer jobs lost in November than had been expected, Mr. Obama was quick to share the news with an audience at Lehigh Carbon Community College in Pennsylvania. He said the government's stimulus program and other efforts are working, but he acknowledged times are still tough for those who are out of work.
Today's report is another hopeful sign that these steps that we took, difficult steps, have helped turn the tide. But we've got a lot more work to do before we can celebrate.
Mr. Obama plans to suggest additional efforts aimed at boosting job growth next week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
The Labor Department reported today the economy lost 11,000 jobs in November, well below the 130,000 that had been forecast. At the same time, the unemployment rate fell 0.2% to 10%. An explosion in the Russian city of Perm has killed more than 100 people. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The blast occurred at a nightclub in the Ural city of Perm that had about 200 people inside at the time. 60 people have reportedly been hospitalized, and reports said most of the victims were employees and their relatives at a party to celebrate the club's anniversary. Russian television said the explosion could have been caused by a violation of fire rules or a fireworks display gone awry, but the incident comes at a time of heightened concern over terrorism in Russia after 26 people died last week in a bomb attack on an express train from Moscow to St. Petersburg. A Chechen separatist group claimed responsibility in that incident and warned of a campaign of further attacks across the country. Although violence continues in Chechnya and neighboring regions, attacks outside the North Caucasus are rare. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
As many as 80 people are being reported missing today after a collision involving two Nile River passenger ferries in northern Egypt. According to officials, three bodies have been recovered. Dozens of other survivors were plucked from the water. Reported the latest disaster followed early reports today of an overcrowded ferry carrying nearly 100 passengers that sank in a Bangladesh river. Fewer Americans are being forced into bankruptcy court last month. The sign analysts say the worst fallout of the now two-year-old recession is showing signs of easing. According to court records, there were 115,502 U.S. bankruptcy petitions filed in November, a 13% decline from October. However, that was still up sharply from the same month a year ago. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 22 points to end the week at 10,388. The NASDAQ gained 21 points, closing at 2194. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 6 points today to close at 1105. This is NPR. Officials with the Food and Drug Administration are calling on drug makers to come up with ways of preventing the misuse of prescription medications. Earlier this year, the FDA ordered 16 companies to design so-called risk management plans to make sure the drugs are not abused. On that list are more than two dozen medications, including morphine, oxycodone, and methadone. Drug makers are proposing patient medication guides, letters to doctors, and additional training for doctors to curb inappropriate use of such medications. However, the FDA said that's not enough and has called for additional measures. One of the U.S. Army Reserve units targeted in last month's shootings at Fort Hood, Texas, has deployed to Afghanistan as planned. That unit specializes in combat stress, NPR's John Burnett reports.
The Wisconsin-based 467th Medical Detachment boarded buses for the military airport at Fort Hood before dawn. They were wearing black bracelets etched with the names of three slain members, Major Lombardo Caraveo, Captain Russell Seeger, and Sergeant Amy Krueger. Six other soldiers in the 467th were seriously wounded in the November 5th shooting at the Army post. The unit reportedly decided the same day to deploy as planned. Major Nadal Hassan was supposed to deploy with that unit. He remains under guard at a military hospital in San Antonio, charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted murder. One of the unit's leaders told the Associated Press he believes after going through the Fort Hood tragedy, the 43 members of the medical detachment will be better equipped to help soldiers struggling with their own combat stress. John Burnett, NPR News.
Crude oil futures closed lower today. Oil was down 99 cents a barrel to close at $75.47 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.